Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. To God be the glory. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank God. To God be all the glory, praise, honor, and we thank you. Bless the Lord. O my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's so much to see and so much to complain about or so much to gripe about or be discouraged about, but we are determined to keep the joy of the Lord because that is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It does not matter what we're facing today. It does not matter what we're in the midst of. It does not matter what happened to us. But we know that we can still find fulfillment in the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about anybody else, but I just love Jesus. I love the Holy Spirit. I love God the Father because they make me tick. It makes me, amen, move and live and have my being. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost and the greater one being on the inside of me on tonight. To God be all the glory. We're going to pray tonight. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from evil and wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and I will heal the land. So this is why we pray, because God can do what we can't do.
Amen.
This is why we pray, because all things are possible for those who believe. This is why we pray, because the Bible instructs us that men ought always to pray. So Jesus, amen, in the book of Luke, just reminds us that we ought to always pray. I want to look at the book of Esther, and then we're going to pray the book of Esther, chapter number 4, something that I preached from on Sunday, the book of Esther, chapter number 4, to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Esther, chapter number 4, and verse number 11, I read from the King James on Sunday, but I want to read it from the NIV on tonight. To God be all the glory. Let me find it first. Amen. Yes. Esther chapter 4, verse 11. All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that he be put to death. The only exception to this is for the king to extend the golden scepter to him and to spare his life. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king. When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer: do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows? But that if you have come to the royal position for such a time as this. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast and pray for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast and pray as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I preached the word on Sunday, he made a way. And I said at the outset of that message that he made a way in our past. He's making a way right now as we speak and live. and he will continue to make a way for you and I in the future. Pastor, what way is that? Whatever way we need. Whatever thing we need done by God, he is way ahead of us. God is proactive in anything and everything that we need from him. But we're looking at the life of Esther tonight, Ezra, Nehemiah, then Esther. A wonderful time in biblical history. But Esther, who was raised by her uncle Mordecai, she was an orphan, lost both her parents, but now she has been made queen. Esther was one of the virgins that was gathered up because Vashti, the queen's king's wife, disobeyed him, and he went looking for another wife, another queen. And the Bible tells us that Esther found favor with the king. Esther found favor with certain women who was in the harem. Esther found favor with the keeper, amen, of everything that the king owned. And Esther had favor on her life. But Mordecai helped Esther along the way while she was in the palace and also during times that she needed him. Now there has been a decree to go out and annihilate and to destroy all of the Jews in Susa. And Mordecai tells his niece, listen, I'm the one that allowed the king to live because when they plotted to kill him, I told you about it and you told the king and the two people that planned to kill his life and to wipe him out. The plot was revealed and the king lived. I'm the one that gave you opportunity to be in this position. Not only me, but God. Now, don't be silent because we need you to speak up for these people. And God is reminding us tonight that when we pray, it's not about us, but it's about other people. Hallelujah. God strategically sets you and I up to be a vessel, to be in position, to be an intercessor for those in need. God moved Vashti out of the way as queen to put Esther in a position of power because he knew that the people of God would need him in this capacity. And Esther said, if I go before the king without being summoned, without being beckoned, I'm going to lose my life. But if I go to God in prayer, if you fast and pray with me, I understand the power of prayer. Hallelujah. I understand that if God be for me,
amen,
no one can come against me. And the Bible says they prayed and they fasted for 3 days. And as Esther went before the king, he held out the golden scepter and the rest is history. God's people were saved. God's people were spared. And Esther experience the power of prayer. God today is making room for you and I. So as we pray, I believe God is allowing things to work out for our good.
Amen.
That all things are working together for our good. God is moving some people out of the way and putting some people in the way. God is opening some doors. God is shutting some other doors. God is giving us information, knowledge, wisdom, spiritual gifts, so that when we get to that blessed place, we will take full advantage of the blessings of God. The second thing that I want to highlight today that is when Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. Hallelujah. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Jesus said, when you ask in my name, that name which is above every name, that every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. We know in the will of God we have what we ask of him.
Yes.
Pastor, the Bible says Esther could have lost her life.
Yes.
Esther took a chance. But she knew she was covered by prayer. She knew that the people of God had lifted up their voices and asked God to intercede on their behalf. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God has sent the angel before you. That God has made a way out of no way for you. That through prayer, we don't have to figure out what he has already worked out. So I believe by faith tonight, that when we pray and lift up the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You know, the spirit of discouragement tried to arrest me on Sunday. The spirit of frustration tried to get a hold of me. But God told me, and I didn't read it yet, but he said, did you remember from Hebrews chapter 11, all of those people that was noted, and what I said through the Hebrew writer, which I believe was Paul or Apollos, that those people in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, they faced discouragement. They faced frustration. They faced disappointment. But the Bible says they went to the world. And in the Hebrew writer, he noted it like this. He said the world was not worthy of them. In other words, God sent these great people to a world that he knew would reject him. But they were not discouraged because they kept praying. They kept believing. They kept walking by faith. And Hebrews chapter 12 says, therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, meaning get us off course. Force us to go back to a former way of living. Force us to go back to a former way of thinking. Forces us to give up. Although the Bible says when we put our hands to the plow, we are not to look back. Because we're not fit for the kingdom of God. Oh, I know we're in a discouraging day. When we look at the White House, sometimes when we look at our house, sometimes when we look at the world, our neighborhood, our job, the marketplace, the church, discouragement can try to get a hold of you. But the devil is a liar. You be encouraged on tonight. Don't lose heart. Be encouraged. God is not through with you yet. You win. You got the victory. We overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. I'm encouraged on tonight because somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. So although we have low moments, there's a covenant. It's found in Hebrews chapter number 8. Because time and time and time again, even though I read from the Old Testament book tonight, God's people disappointed him. But God said, I'm going to get somebody, even my very son, that I'm going to make a covenant through, that when they pray, I'm going to hear them. When they come to me, I'm going to hear, and I'm going to do something about their petitions, their supplications, and what they ask of me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. Because as to say, when you pray and fast for me, things are going to happen. And I believe by faith tonight that through the power of prayer, somebody's going to get their joy back. Somebody's getting their praise back. Somebody's getting their enthusiasm and their excitement back for the kingdom of God. Somebody's getting their zeal and their passion back for their dream, their purpose, their ministry, their destiny, their ambition, their goals, the things that they want to achieve in life. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray and I bind up that spirit of discouragement of tonight. Kara Oshata. I say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the body of Christ at large, even as they looked at this newly elected president, the spirit of discouragement came on so many people. But we bind that spirit up tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes. And we say, Lord, have your way. You said, if my people who are called by my name, if they will pray, then will I do things in the land. Then will I turn this economic crisis around. I'll heal marriages. I heal people from sicknesses and ailments. I'll fix relationships that are broken. I'll, in the name of Jesus, restore things that have been taken by the enemy. Let him who still no more. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank God for restoration. I pray for our baby, our daughter Kayla, right now in the name of Jesus. I pray her strength in the Lord, even as she has fought a severe cold. Clear up her nasal system. Let the sore throat dissipate in the name of Jesus. Let in the name of Jesus her breathing and her Father God, functioning as she go to and from class and work to study, to go and earn that degree. In the name of Jesus, I send the word to Kayla and say she is healed. We sing your word to our neighbor next door, Paul. We sing your word throughout this prayer line. Everyone's sick. Everyone's struggling. Everyone dealing with financial crises. Everyone dealing with confused minds. Everyone dealing with the spirit of discouragement and frustration. We speak right now, and we take authority over it in the mighty name of Jesus. People of God, your words have power. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. I know sometimes our plans are not working out like we thought they would. Our time schedule, it looked like it's never going to happen for you. But I'm telling you tonight, as I preached on Sunday, he has already made a way. Before Esther went before the king, God made a way. And as Pastor continues to pray, I don't know if you're looking for a job. I don't know if you're looking for God to fix your marriage or your relationships. I don't know if you need healing in your body. But I want to admonish you. I want to encourage you. I want to speak life into you tonight that God has already made a way. Maybe you just not have found it yet. Maybe in God's Kairos divine timing, it will happen. But the way and the door and the opening and the opportunity has already been made available. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name, God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God, just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your hand upon our lives. Lord, there is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We praise you. We worship you. We bow down before you, God. We thank you, Jesus. You are Lord of the Lords. You are King of Kings. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. God, without you, we can do nothing. God, without you, we are nothing, God. So we just thank you on tonight. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the words of exhortation and encouragement, God. We thank you for your power, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We thank you for your power being made manifest on this prayer line. God, we thank you, Lord, for touching us, God. We thank you, Lord, for renewing our strength, oh God. You said in your word, as we wait upon you, oh God, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Yeah. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for restoring our strength on tonight, God. Yeah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we could continue to look unto the hills from where our help comes, from which comes our help, knowing that our help truly does come from you, oh God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. We don't, Father God, look to, Father God, horses and chariots, God, but we look unto you, oh God, because we know that you have the answers, oh God. You said, cursed is the man who lives, leans on the arm of flesh, but blessed is the man, blessed is the woman that trusts in the Lord. So, God, we trust in you on tonight, God, and we will continue to praise you, continue to worship you, continue to trust in you. Even as Pastor said from Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, oh God, you told us to mix the word with faith, oh God. So, Lord, we are mixing your word with faith, God, standing on your promises, knowing that you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us, that, Lord, you are always with us, oh God. You will never drop the ball on us. You are still Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. You are still Jehovah Shalom. The Lord our peace. You are still El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are Lord of Lords. You are all in all, our everything. You are that friend that sticks closer than the brother, God. And when people let us down, oh God, we thank God that you are there, God. You are that mother, that father, oh God. Hallelujah. You are, oh glory, hallelujah. Even married to the backslider, God. Our husband, oh God, our wife. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God, for your hand upon our lives. And Lord, we just pray that you will continue to have your way in each and every home, God. Somebody, Father God, is believing and trusting you, oh God, for healing on tonight, God. And Lord, we speak healing over this prayer line on tonight in the name of Jesus. God, touch every afflicted body, oh God. Touch every person who's dealing with a spirit of infirmity. We bind up that spirit of infirmity and we speak healing over every life, Jesus, on tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Receive your healing on tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes. Loko shada na nekeda neke paka shada na na loko oreke pa. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your power, God. Somebody needs power. Somebody needs strength on tonight, God. And even as you said in your word, that you will renew our strength, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that we are mounting up on wings as eagles. We thank you, Lord, for our strength coming back. Somebody's strength is coming back. Virtue is being released from the throne of grace. God says, if you need anything, come to me praying, my God, according to my will, believing that I hear you, believing that I will give you those things for which you ask.
Yes.
So we know, Lord, that you hear our prayers on tonight, God. We know, God, that you are moving mightily in our midst. You said, with two or more gathered in your name, that you will be in the midst of us, oh God. So even as we submit our prayers, as we submit our petitions unto you, God, we know that you hear us, oh God, and that you will give us, oh God, the desires of our hearts. God,
yes,
we thank you for leading us, oh, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you, Lord, for your word being a lamp unto our feet. We thank you, Jesus, that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you, Lord, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that we have the victory through your blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That no weapon formed against us,
no,
will prosper. We thank you, Jesus, that your word that has been spoken over our lives will not come back unto you void, but it will accomplish the things for which you sent it to,
yes,
do, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we grow not weary in well-doing,
yes,
for in due season we know, God, that we will reap our harvest if we faint not, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have victory in every single area of our lives. We praise you, oh God, for our daughters and our sons. We thank you, Lord, for our husbands and our wives. We thank you, Lord, for our prosperity being in our homes. You said that peace and prosperity are in the homes of your children, the homes of your people, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that blessings and prosperity and peace and joy are in our homes. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That everything that we touch shall prosper. We thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. You are worthy of the praise, God. And Lord, even as Esther was bold enough to continue to go to the king, Lord, we are boldly coming to our king, oh God. We are boldly coming to your throne, oh God. We are boldly coming and having the royal scepter extend it unto us, oh God. We thank you that your scepter represents favor, oh. We thank you, Lord, for favor, 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 grace and mercy and blessings being upon our lives. I speak favor over every life tonight. I speak favor, joy and peace and blessings and prosperity over every life. I speak healing. We speak healing over every life tonight. God's royal scepter has been extended unto you. God's favor has been extended unto you. You are walking in favor. My God, your footsteps are treading upon favor. My God, you are walking in the direction of favor. God is opening doors that no man can close. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God is closing doors that cannot be opened. God is putting a shield of a hill, a hedge of protection around you. God is putting a hedge of protection around your family. My God, hallelujah. God is giving you favor on the job and favor with the landlord and favor with the lenders. And God is erasing debt. My God, he said this is a season of debt elimination. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for debt elimination. Somebody needs to receive that on today. God is drying up. My God, hallelujah, debt. God is canceling out debt. My God, no weapon. He's making your enemies your footstool. No weapon, not debt, not cancer, not sickness, not disease, not pain, not discouragement, not depression. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Oh, glory. My God, I see healing over every marriage. My God, I speak prosperity and blessing over every marriage. I speak restoration over every marriage. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. For every person who's on this prayer line, you're standing in the gap for every person that you are connected to. And the blessings that God is pouring out are going to overflow into your life and overflow into the lives of those that you love and overflow into the lives of those that are connected to you. My God, so begin to believe God. Stretch forth your faith. Stretch forth your faith and believe God for supernatural turnaround. Believe God for supernatural manifestation. Manifestation. That means that God's getting ready to make it tangible. God's getting ready to make it tangible. You're going to be able to feel it, taste it, see it, hold it, possess it. My God, in the name of Jesus, this is the season of thanksgiving. This is the season of manifestation. My God, begin to thank God in advance for what he's doing and done and about to do in your life, because everything that God is getting ready to do, God has already done. My God, the Ecclesiastes, the preacher said, everything that's getting ready to be done has already been done. My God, it's a done deal. It's already done. You've got to continue to believe God. Continue to trust God. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Fast and pray like Esther did. Turn down your plate. Believe God for breakthrough. Believe God for manifestation. Believe God for healing. The warfare has been so intense because the devil knows you're on the verge of a breakthrough. The warfare has been so intense because the devil wants you to retreat and back down from your blessings. The warfare has been so intense because you are a threat to the enemy's camp. Because when God blesses you this time, my God, what the praise report is going to go throughout the land. The praise report is going to go to everybody that you know. Like the woman at the well, you're going to go and tell everybody what God has done this time. And that's what the devil, the enemy, is trying to stop. My God, but like Pastor preach, you got to be unstoppable. You got to refuse to let the circumstances stop you. You got to refuse to let the discouragement distract or derail you. You got to continue to press forward. My God, the baby's about to be birthed. My God, the blessing is about to come forth. Just one more push. Keep pushing, my God. Keep praying. Keep praising God. Keep believing God. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing forward. My God, it shall shall come to pass.
Yes.
And as you get to that point, the royal scepter, you will see the scepter. I see the scepter.
Mm-hmm.
I see the scepter. It's been extended in your direction.
Yes, yes.
It's been extended in your direction. Favor is coming. Has come to your house. Favor has come to your house. But I don't see it, Pastor. I don't feel it. I got all this stuff. All things are going on. Things are going crazy. People are acting crazy. People are acting stupid, Pastor. I don't see favor. But God says, believe it. It's not, you don't have to see it to believe it, but you do have to believe it to see it. My God.
Yes.
I said, you don't have to see it to believe it, but you have to believe it to see it. Because faith and the manifestation of faith comes by hearing, and hearing and believing the word of God. My God. My God, I said, faith, and the manifestation of faith comes by hearing and believing the word of God. Then you shall receive it, my God. So walk in faith, continue to believe God, no matter what, press forward against the odds, have the confession of Esther on your lips. If I perish, I perish, but I'm not backing down from what God has promised me. I'm not backing down. I'm moving forward. I'm going to pursue because I shall prevail. My family is going to have the victory. I'm going to have the victory in my marriage. I already have it. I have the victory in my family. I have the victory in my marriage. I have the victory, my God, in my church. I have the victory. I have the victory in my money. Come on, somebody. I already have the victory. Come on. It's a done deal. I have the victory in my health. I said you might not see it. You might not feel it, but you've got to declare it.
Yes.
You better open up your mouth and declare a thing and declare I already have the victory. My God, this warfare is not going to defeat you. It didn't take you out. I tell people the devil should have killed me when he had a chance. My God, in the name of Jesus.
My God.
So press forward. Move forward, fast and pray. Hear the word of God. Receive it. Grab a hold of it. Take this word by faith. Take this word by faith. Cast your cares on the Lord. Believe God. Keep God first. My God, he's not a genie in the bottle. Keep him first. Keep believing him. Keep trusting him. Keep leaning on the Lord. Keep putting your hand in his unchanging hand and watch God. Watch God. Watch God manifest the blessings. Watch him manifest the promises.
Yes.
The promises of God. We're standing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing. Standing on the promises of Christ our Savior. We're standing in the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes.
God is worthy to be praised. We
yes.
praise God on tonight. We give God all of the glory, the honor, and the praise because he is worthy. Amen. We are here. We're praying. We're praying God's word. We're touching heaven, my God. We're making the word manifest itself, my God, putting God in remembrance of what he has already said about us. Amen. So just keep believing, my God. Even as we go forth in prayer, we're opening the prayer lines. The prayer lines are open. If you wish to receive prayer on tonight, just press one, and we will take your call tonight.
Pastor, as we're about to open this prayer line, it's just a powerful account of Esther. Amen. I just believe that our expectation, somebody's expectation tonight, amen, expecting greatness, expecting good things to happen, getting that desire, amen, to do great things in and through their lives. I believe, amen, because that spirit of discouragement is trying to be evident, but confidence.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Confidence.
Yes.
The word, we talk about Hebrews along with Esther, the word says, throw not away your what?
Confidence.
Your confidence. Hallelujah. Because he said there's going to be great recompense and great reward. So as we open up the phone lines, press one on your phone, and we're going to stand in agreement with you on tonight because we know Esther got the victory because Mordecai and everybody prayed with her and for her. and Esther got the victory, and we too will get our victories. Pastor, open up the phone lines tonight, and we're going to move forward. I just feel the Holy Ghost on this prayer line tonight, and I know, amen, breakthrough is happening as we speak. 678, thank God for you this evening.
Thank God for you this evening, too, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. It's been a really, really testing evening for me, and I didn't think I was going to make it to the prayer line. And so the devil is a liar, and I just saw it, like, all the impossibility of not making it to the prayer line. My back is hurting a whole lot. I wasn't home, and I was going in between phone calls, and I just didn't know. So I do receive that word you said. I receive it in Jesus' name, because I know that the devil, you know, the closer you get to God, the more the devil pulls on you and tries to pull on you and just to try to bring you down. But, you know, I'm not going to let that happen. Like I always say, you know, God first before anything, and I don't care. I'm just going to step on that devil and just, you know, just cast him out, because he really tests you. So I do have a song, even though I didn't think I was going to sing it, but I do have a song in Jesus' name, and thank you. So it goes like this. I wasn't ready for it, but it's just perfect for what you were saying. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful, and God's got a purpose, and I know he's able. I got a seed in the ground that is blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, now I know him, I could show him. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Everything is working together for my good. And so I feel that this is my season for grace and for favor. You guys just don't know what I've been through this evening, but I thank God that he's brought me home safe. Thank God. Thank him. I praise him. I love him. Oh, Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me, for waking me up in the morning, for waking me every morning, dear Lord. Thank you for loving me through it all and going through it all with me. And even though, like I said, I have a backache and it's getting worse, Pastor Rebecca, but I know that God's got his hand on it. I have faith that everything is going to get better, and it's going to be in due time. And so thank you both, and thank you for taking me first, because I need to go to bed. I'm so hurting so much. My back just has been through a lot. So thank you. God bless you both. God bless everybody on this prayer line. And this is our season for faith and for favor, because Jesus knows when to do it, and he's an on-time guy. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Just continue to pray for everyone, all those people that are ill, that just everyone in the world that needs to know, you know, who God is. Thank you so much. Bless you both.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise your name.
Yes.
Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God.
Yes.
You're so worthy to be praised.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for your daughter, Maria, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That she comes, Father God, even with a song, even through the pain, even through the tribulation, even through everything that she had to go through on today, God. Lord, that she pressed her way like the woman with the issue of blood. who said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. So, Lord, we just thank you. Even as virtue
thank
was released from that woman, as she touched your robe, God, we pray for virtue to be released through this
prayer line, Lord,
on tonight, God, and that it will go from you, Jesus, into Maria, oh, God, that you will release your virtue, oh, God, into her body on tonight, God. She says,
Lord,
your body is wrapped in pain, God. She's been having so much pain, and God, we thank you and we praise
thank
you and we
Lord.
Ask you, God, to release your dunamis healing power on tonight in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
We ask, Father God, that you will touch her right now. Lay your hands on her.
Yes.
God, you know that you can touch her right now through the phone line, God.
Touch
you know that
Lord
you can
Jesus.
Touch her right now. Through this prayer line. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You are the great I am. You are the will in the middle of the will. Lord, you are the lily in the valley, God. You are our Jehovah. You are our Rapha. You are our healer, oh God. You are our peace. You are our everything, oh God. And we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for your anointing. Hallelujah. Moving through this prayer line, Lord. You said that there is an anointing that destroys the yoke, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for the oil, the balm of Gilead being released, oh God, to touch
thank
your
you,
woman
Jesus.
Servant, to touch this daughter of Zion, to touch this daughter of Abraham, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
You
are
the woman that had issue was bent over in the synagogue.
Yes.
And Jesus, you saw her pain. Called her to her. You saw her affliction and you called her to you. And she came, oh God, like this daughter on to you. You laid your hands on her. You said, woman, thou art loosed. Be healed from thou infirmity. So, Lord, I speak, woman, thou art loose over Maria's life, oh God. Be healed, set free.
Thy
infirmity in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You said in your
thank
word that immediately she was set free and she was straightening herself up and that she praised you, oh God.
Yes,
that she praised
Lord.
You. So, Lord, I just thank you
Lord.
For this woman. I thank you that Maria is
thank
a praiser.
You,
she praised
thank
you
Lord.
In spite of it all,
yes,
God.
Jesus,
so, Lord, we
you.
Just thank that she'll be able to sleep tonight. We
yes,
thank you, Lord,
Jesus.
For your healing
thank
power.
You,
we thank you, Lord, for
thank
divine
you, Lord.
Manifestation, God. Lord, so
thank
she doesn't need, Father God, anything from you tonight but healing. So, Lord, we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. You said you will answer the prayers of those,
yes.
Father God, who come to you according to your will.
Yes,
so we're believing that
thank
it's your will. We know it's your will that she be healed because
yes,
you said in
Lord.
Your word, healing is the children's bread.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you, God. So, Lord, whatever else went wrong today, God, we know that you were right there with us. You said you would never put more on her than she can handle, oh God.
Yes.
So, Lord, I just thank you that you will keep her on today, that you walk with her through every valley, through every storm, through everything that went wrong, God, and that you were right there being a regulator, that you were right there stopping
things
from being worse, that you allowed her to get home, oh God. So, Lord,
thank
we just
you,
thank
Lord.
You and we
thank
praise
you, Jesus.
And we magnify your name, God, and we just thank you, Lord, that it's not by might and not by power, but by your spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you do everything by your spirit, God.
Yes, God.
And we just praise
you,
God. Even as we feel your spirit moving through this prayer line, we praise you, God, because you're doing something miraculous in Sister Maria's life, God. We praise
you,
God, that she was in sweet slumber tonight. We praise you, God. That by
thank
your stripes
you,
she is healed. We praise you,
Lord.
God. That
healing
is the children's bread. We praise you, God,
Lord.
That you sent your word and healed them. So, Lord,
thank
I speak healing
Jesus.
Over our life. And, Lord, I just thank you. And we ask you tonight for divine manifestation of your healing power over her life. Give her peace. Give her joy. Give her sweet comfort. Meet every need in her household, God. Send the monies that she needs, oh, God. Allow her, Father God, even to not have to pull out
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Send the punch that you need for provision, God, for every need, God. Give her favor, even in the courts,
yes.
Oh God. In the name of Jesus, give her favor in every case that she has pending, everything that she has on the table, oh God. We're believing you for divine favor in her household, that favor has come to her house, that she says she received that word on tonight. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus, that favor has come to her house on tonight. And we touch and agree.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch and agree that she is the one. That favor has come to her house. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. Love you both. You guys have a nice evening, and God bless you both.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Love you. We continue to pray for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. She is delivered and set free.
Ooh, glory.
And I thank God she received it. God has already made a way out.
Yeah.
We're going to take another caller tonight. This is area code 732. We're going to take another caller tonight, area code 732. God bless you.
Hello, God bless. How you doing, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca? This is Elijah.
God bless you, son.
Amen. We're doing well tonight, doing good.
That's good. Pastor, I just want to say I received on what you said on this message about how things are coming in order and how this is the season and just take everything, go by it. I received it also what I said on your message on Sunday. But I also have two prayer requests. One is I'm leaving on Thursday to go to California. I have something personal I have to take care of and also just be able to get away from me. And I'm just asking for praying mercy because it's going to be my first time flying by myself. Well, flying at all. I never flew before. And getting on the airplane to go to California. And, you know, I just have to take care of that, have a good time, and everything works out, you know, in God's hands. And also my second prayer request is I'm praying for my coworker. Me and him, we're really cool. He's like outside of work, we're like brothers. He's a year younger than me. I'm 23, he's 22. But, Pastor, as I told you before, the post office is a good job to have, but it's not a nice job. Like, my job, like, they just give us so much trouble. And, like, ever since my friend, his name is Aaron, ever since he started working at this job, they just been giving him ups and downs, try to get rid of him. They tried to fire him. They let him go. They let him come back. You know, they just give him a runaround. You know, at this young age, there's not too many young – well, I'm not going to say that. At this young age, of I see a lot of us trying to grind hard and do what we have to do, keep God first and everything, but it's always something the devil trying to defeat us, you know, but, you know, we're strong, and he believes in God as well, and it's just he's just ready to give up, and I keep talking to him like, you can't give this what the devil wants. The devil wants you to give up. Look how far you came and everything, and, you know, I'm just praying that everything works out because right now he's in the midst of being let go permanently. And it's all up to my postmaster and the district hands. And it's like, he's only 22, you know, and it's just like, he got a whole career ahead of him, just like myself. And we come too far just to let go. So just asking, have mercy on him and myself as I can you keep God first in my life.
Amen.
We're gonna lift that up, the both of you before the Lord tonight, and let us pray. Father, we thank you for Elijah tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as he gets ready to travel. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that it will be a productive, powerful trip out west, business and personal in the name of Jesus, whatever he needs to do. Father God, we thank you for favor in every area of life, even the rest and relaxation and seeing that part of the country and the world. Even as he flies for the first time by himself, we thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you for a pleasant flight, taking off and landing in the name of Jesus. Father God, cover him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for a hedge of your angels and a host of your angelic hosts, Father God, being there to, Father God, assist him in every area of life. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for his faithfulness, Lord. Glory be to God, to the kingdom. And we thank you in the mighty name name of Jesus that all things will continue to work on his behalf.
Yes, Lord.
Goodness and mercy will follow him even as he leaves New Jersey and go to California.
Yes,
we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you know that, Father God, he is faithful. You know that he loves you, God. You know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even at a young age, that as he spoke about discouragement and being frustrated and even seeing the spiritual warfare trying to discourage and annihilate these young dreams of these young men who are ambitious and, Father God, are going after the finer things in life. We thank you for encouraging Elijah and Aaron. In the name of Jesus, you open the door for these young men that no man can shut. So, Father, we thank you. Favor with the supervisor.
Yes.
And favor with the job description.
Yes,
and give them the ability, Lord, to perform their duties at a high level, Father God, to not make them expendable and to, Father God, to allow them to sustain their livelihood, even through work, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Father, we speak to that situation.
Yes.
Well, that young man will be allowed to keep his job. And Father God, that no one in the name of Jesus will the enemy try to work through to get him so discouraged to allow him to quit or to give up, Lord, on his livelihood. You gave him the job. You gave him the weekly income. You gave him this opportunity to excel in life. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that he will be allowed to keep this job and to excel in this career and to move, Lord, up the corporate ladder in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that you regulate their thoughts. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that they will grow and mature spiritually, Lord, that they will see the enemy afar off and know how to move forward by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. So give these young men the spirit of discernment. Give them knowledge beyond their years. Give them wisdom, Lord, on how to speak or who to speak to and what to say and when to say it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them guidance on who to talk to and, Father God, who to connect with so they would excel and be successful in every area of life. So, Lord, even as Elijah travels, Lord, we cover him in prayer. And even as Aaron is pending whatever happens at his job, we speak favor.
Yes, Lord.
We speak divine victory.
Yes.
We speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you have already went ahead of this young man and worked it out on his behalf.
Yes.
So, Lord, these two young men who are trying and who have moved forward by faith, Lord, do what they cannot do.
Yes.
Make a way where there is no way. And allow the right people to come alongside of them and become advocates.
Yes, God.
Become benefactors. To show these young men the ropes in the name of Jesus on how to sustain this provision that you have given them. So, Lord, I thank you that even as they have their own personal prayer lives, that you'll continue to work through this prayer line, that you will do supernaturally what they cannot do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God sees you. God sees your faithfulness. Even as you said, you received that word that God has already made a way.
Mm.
He's already made a way for Aaron to keep this job. He's already made a way, as you said, whether it's business or personal in California, he has already gone ahead of you to make a way out of that situation that it would be in your favor.
Yes.
So as you travel, I believe that you're going to enjoy your trip and the business end of it is going to work out for you as well.
Yes.
So keep the faith and keep believing God and he's going to keep blessing you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, pastors.
Amen. God bless you. We're so proud of you, and we'll continue to pray for you as you travel and try to enjoy the trip a little as well.
Amen. I will. Thank you, Pastor. See you guys the following Sunday.
What happened?
I said I will see you guys the following Sunday because I don't come back until that Monday, so I'll see you guys the following Sunday.
Okay, so you're going to California, so make sure you enjoy the scenery. Enjoy yourself, okay?
Oh, trust me, I will, because I don't go on vacation. You know, you guys, I'm always, always working, so I'm trying to enjoy the best as I could, but thank you.
Okay. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
All right, see you guys. Have a blessed night.
Okay. Okay, Bob, I love you. God bless you. Amen.
Young man, he deserves
yes.
And we are so proud of him, his work ethic, his diligence, his determination to be all that God has called him to be. We're so proud of that young man. in Jesus' name. Do we have any more callers, Pastor, in the name of Jesus? If you press one on your phone, hallelujah, we will see that hand
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, if you press one, we will take your call. I'm going to pray for my mother. Father God, we just praise you and we worship you. We magnify your name, God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, I thank you for my mother, Mother May Thomas, God. Thank you for her life, God. Lord, thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. Thank you for the blessing, oh God, that she is, oh God, to the family, God. Thank you for her strength. Lord, we thank you for her strength. We thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you for her testimony, God. We thank you for her story and how far you have brought her and all that you have done for her.
Yes.
And even as she, Father God, continues to seek you first, God, and to put you first and to praise and worship you, God. Lord, we thank you for blessing her in her latter years. Lord, thank you for her house and thank you for her peace. Thank you for giving her joy, God. Thank you for, Father God, giving her, Father God, money, Father God, to enjoy some of the things that she wants. So, Lord, give her the desires of her heart, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will bless her and bless her indeed, God. Bless all of her children, God, and allow us to pour into her, God. Allow us to give back for all that she has done and continues to do for us and for so many, God. Lord, give her rest, God. Let her not worry about her kids, oh God. Let her not worry about her adult children or her grandchildren or her great-grand, God. Give her sweet peace and sweet rest, oh God. Let her know that her prayers are being heard, that you hear her prayers, oh God, and that you're answering her prayers. So, Lord, we thank you for each and every one of her children. We cover her children with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We cover Sergeant Major Jackie Turner, Bowie. We cover Sergeant Major Bowie. We cover Derek Bowie. We cover hallelujah, Renee Jackson. We cover Barbara Thomas. We cover Gary Thomas. We cover myself and my husband and all of our spouses and our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you that this mother can rest easy, that this mother can have peace, knowing that you are protecting her children, knowing that you are taking care of her seed. So Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for Mother May Thomas. May her home always be filled with laughter. May her heart be filled with peace and joy. And Lord, we just magnify your name on tonight for her. Continue to protect and provide. Touch her sisters and continue to bring the family closer together in Florida. And continue, Father God, to watch over her sister Josephine, Aunt Josephine, and watch over her sister Aunt Laura, and watch over her sister Aunt Fanny. Watch over her sister Aunt Doshi, oh God. Watch over those matriarchs, oh God. Those women of great strength, oh God. Those women who have paved the way. Those women who have shown us the way, that continue to show us the way that we should take, that continue to show us an example of strength and show us an example of how to be wives and how to be mothers. So I pray for my mother. We pray for Mother May Thomas, and we pray for your favor to continually be in her house. And we pray healing over her, that she will continue to walk and divine healing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mama, we love you. We praise God for you. We thank God for what he's doing in your life. God is well pleased with you. You continue to shine forth his glory. You continue to shine forth as an example of godliness. That Proverbs 31 woman. And Mom, God told me to tell you to get your Bible and read Proverbs 31, verse 10 all the way to the end.
Amen.
That Proverbs 31 woman, Proverbs 31, verse 10 to the end,
yes.
Because God wants you to know he's well pleased with your service. And it might seem like you have missed it with some of us, but God wants you to know that all of your children shall rise up to greatness. All of your children shall rise up and call you blessed.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in me, says God. Trust in me, says Jesus. Trust also in the Father. We thank God for you. We praise God for you, and we love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's my mother-in-law. I got the best mother-in-law in the world. Amen. To God be the glory. Ma, I love you. I am happy son-in-law, and we thank God for Mother Mae Thomas in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Always treated me like her own son, and I thank God for my mother-in-law. Hallelujah. Any more callers tonight? We thank God for the power of prayer. I tell you, prayer has gone forth, and healing has taken place, and I believe, Pastor, that breakthrough has taken place, and deliverance, amen, has taken place, and somebody, glory be to God, something has been restored tonight. Somebody has, you just preached that thing a couple of weeks ago, recovered all in the name of Jesus. Because we get off track. We get sidetracked by life. We get a little discouraged. But I believe, hallelujah, that God, oh man, I feel this thing, that God has already made a way. That word is so prophetic.
My God.
That's why we can't faint. We can't give up. It's not time to look sideways or look back or look behind, but everything we need is ahead of us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen, Pastor. I touch and agree with that. God, I touch and agree with that. God has made a way. We're going to continue to pray, and then if there are no more callers, we may just go ahead and close early. But we're going to continue to pray. Father God, we just praise you and we worship you. Lord, we pray, Father God, for each and every person on this line, God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to touch, God. Touch not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. Lord, I pray for strength on tonight. Somebody needs to be strengthened. I pray for hope to be restored, God. We pray, Father God, that your hope will be restored in the lives of your people, God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for your church, God, on tonight, God. Lord, this is the church. We are the church, God, and we, the church, come to you, Lord. We repent of all of our sins, God, and we ask tonight for forgiveness, God. We have missed it. There are some areas where we have missed it, God. And Lord, we thank you that you said in your word that if we repent, that we will receive forgiveness of our sins. So God, we thank you, Lord, for forgiving our sins. We repent, God, and we turn away from those things which we know are not pleasing to you, God, and we ask you to forgive us for those things that we have done, God, and we receive forgiveness on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for a clean slate, God, and Lord, help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Somebody needs to forgive tonight. God says forgive. As you forgive, you're going to destroy the yoke. You're going to destroy the stronghold that the devil has over your life. You need to forgive on tonight. God wants to restore relationships on tonight. God wants to restore peace on tonight. God wants to restore joy on tonight. And God, we thank you, Lord, for the power of forgiveness, oh God. You said, Lord, that we should pray, ask you to help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we receive that help on tonight. And we release those who have hurt us. We release the bitterness from our heart. We release the anger, God. We forgive on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask for wisdom. Somebody needs wisdom in their relationships, oh God. Lord, I ask for wisdom, God, that you will allow that person to have the spirit of the sons of Issachar, to be able to discern the times, to be able to discern the motives, to be able to discern who to embrace and who to put at arm's distance, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our spirit of discernment being released on this prayer line on tonight. God, we pray for the anointing to be released, God. the anointing oil to be released on tonight. I release the anointing oil on tonight, God, for your people to do the work of the ministry, the work in your church, God, the ministry of helps, the ministry of the church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for those who have been sitting to rise up and come and say, let me be an usher, and let me be an armor bearer, and I want to be on the praise team, and I want to worship God and dance. And Lord, we pray for the musicians. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We pray for the local assembly. And Lord, we break every stronghold. We demolish the plan of the enemy, the plan of the enemy. Just like Esther had an enemy who was coming against the people of God.
Yep.
But Esther was able to expose the enemy. And tonight we expose the enemy. And we declare that the same gallows that were meant to hang our church, we declare that those gallows will be used, my God, to hang the devil, my God. In the name of Jesus, we put the devil under our feet. And we declare that no weapon formed against New Creation Church will prosper. In the name of Jesus, New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, the prayer line, the Bible study, the women's ministry, the men's ministry, the marriage ministry, we declare that the ministries will go forth, the children's ministry. We thank you, God, for New Creation Church. We stand in the gap, and we pray for the church. We pray for the pastors in the name of Jesus, that you will strengthen Pastor Anthony and myself, that we will be able to continue to move forth, to hold up the bloodstained banner, to preach the unadulterated word of God, to teach God's people how to keep him first, my God, to teach God's people how to manifest his glory, to teach God's people how to prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We pray for every member. Oh, my God. We pray for every member. Every member that's there and those who have been missing. We pray for every member right now. This prayer line is established to cover the lives of those who come onto the prayer line. This prayer line is established to cover the local church. We pray for the local church right now. We pray hope, healing, restoration. My God, we pray over the church right now that the fire of the Lord will be in the local assembly on Sunday. We pray for an anointing like no other to break forth in New Creation Christian Ministries. We pray for revival to take place on Sunday morning. We pray, God, that you will add to the church daily those who would be saved. We ask, God, we pray for fellowship and love and peace to be amongst, continually amongst the congregation. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, that we will be our brother's keeper, that we will be our sister's keeper. God, we pray that we will continue to move forward, God, knowing, God, that we already have the victory. Like Pastor said, you have gone before us, and you have already made a way. Yeah. So, Lord, we thank you for the local church. We thank you, Lord, we move all opposition out of our way. We bind up the spirit of oppression. We bind up the spirit of offense, my God. We bind up the spirit of church flight, God. God, those who you have ordained to be in this house, God, we declare and decree that the devil will not take one out of our midst in the name of Jesus, that the devil will not bring division, oh my God, to the house in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that the gifts, the oil will flow from the pastors to the congregation, that the congregation, not only will the pulpit be anointed, but the pews will be anointed. We thank you, Lord, that the pews are anointed, God. We thank you for a hungering and a thirsting after you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for monies, God. Monies coming into the lives of our people. Monies coming into the pockets of our people. Those on the prayer line and those in the local assembly. We pray for money. Money to be released. Money to come. Money is coming to your house. Money is is coming into your pockets. Money is coming into your paycheck. Increase on the job, promotion on the job, jobs that people did not have. People are going to get jobs so that they could be. God says, we are blessed. He said, I will bless you. He told Abraham, Pastor, he said, I will bless you. And you will be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I will bless you, and you will be a blessing.
Amen.
And God has blessed us as a church. We thank God that we are a blessed people, and that as we are blessed, that we are bringing God back our tithes, that we are bringing God back our offerings, that we are not holding back on God, that we are bringing God what is due to him. He said, will a man rob God? We thank God that we are not robbing him, but that we are bringing joyfully. He said, give bountifully, and you shall receive bountifully. Give sparingly, and you shall receive sparingly. We're praying for the church. We're praying for the cupboard to overflow. We're praying for the money of new creation to overflow, that every need in the church will be met, because the people are blessed, and the people are being a blessing to the church and to the pastors. My God, we thank you, Lord, that the people are, my God, coming and from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that disciples are coming, souls are coming, souls, souls, souls. God, we pray that you will save souls, that you will save souls in that house, that you will save souls in every church represented on this prayer line tonight, that you will save souls, that you will change lives, that you will set the captives free. We pray the Isaiah 61 blessing upon the church. New Creation Church, Christian Ministries at 1482 Maple Avenue. We pray the blessings of Isaiah 61 over this prayer line. My God, no more sickness, no more drought, no more debt. My God, no more lack, no more marriages breaking up, no more children going out and doing crazy stuff, no more members going into depression. My God, no more. My God, we pray prosperity. Prosperity over this prayer line. You shall prosper over the church. You shall prosper and be in good health. You shall prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Every door that has been shut that has your favor behind it is now open, my God.
Amen.
Every door that has been shut that has your favor behind it is now open, my God. The battles that you've been fighting, you don't have to fight no more, my God. God has gone before you. He's already made a way, my God, and the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord, my God. They have not been contending with you, they've been contending with God, my God. Your marriage, my God, God's getting ready to regulate things. Things have been topsy-turvy in your marriage, but God says, I'm getting ready to restore peace and unity to your household. Oh,
Amen.
My God, in the name of Jesus, your monies, my God, I keep talking about money because there's been a drought in some of our homes, but God says, I'm sending increase to your house in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name for your word. We bring you a remembrance of your word, God. And we thank you and we praise you for your word being made manifest on this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. As we close out tonight, we thank God that relationships are being restored. Forgiveness is taking place supernaturally. He's the God of reconciliation.
Yes.
So
yes.
We thank God, amen, as he mend relationships, as he bring and unite families back together, and marriages are going to a whole new level, and him, friendships and church relationships. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
God is a good God. Yes, he is.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
I just have one more thing. The Lord told me to pray for this White House. for the government. We pray for the government right now, Lord. You said the government shall be upon the shoulders of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that no matter who is in the White House, that you rule and reign in our homes, oh God. But we are not oblivious. We're not oblivious to what's going on in the nation. And we pray for our nation. We pray for America, God. Lord, we don't know what's going on, but you know, God. We don't have the answers, but you do, oh God. So, Lord, we submit and surrender all to you. We pray for this nation. We pray for the White House. We pray for President Barack Obama and his family, oh God. We pray for President-elect Donald Trump, oh God, and his family, God. Lord, you have the hand of the king. You have the hand of all designated leadership, oh God. And we put this next presidency in your hands. So even as he elects cabinet members and House people that are going to be in charge over the next 4 years, Lord, give him, Father God, move his heart. And Lord, put in position who needs to be in position. Balance this thing out, God, in the name of Jesus. Prick the heart of Donald Trump, oh God. Prick the heart of his advisors. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you because you are in control. And we know that you are in control. We pray for peace across the land. We pray for justice across the land, oh God. We pray and we praise you, oh God, and we magnify your name and we consider it done. God, we know it's a done deal that you already have positioned your people in place, oh God, to shift the balance, to balance things out, to shift things in the favor of your people, God. So, Lord, we ask that you will have mercy on America. Lord, have mercy on this land and have mercy on your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to go down from this place. We invite you. The phone lines have been, there are many of you here, but we know that every time people don't always want to raise their hand for prayer, but we continue to cover you in prayer and know that God has you. Keep praying. Keep believing God. Keep going to the throne. Keep God first. Keep Jesus in the forefront of your mind. God won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He won't drop the ball on you. My God, he has a great plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. So keep moving forward with Jesus, knowing that if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. Amen. So we're going to go down from this prayer line on tonight, but never from God's presence. We invite you to sow. You can go to NCCM online if you desire to be a blessing to this ministry. If you desire to be a blessing to the church, you can go to NCCM online and sow. We thank God for each and every sower, every person who has sown seed into this ground. We thank God for you. Amen. Your seed will not come back without an increase, without a harvest. Amen. We invite you to join us tomorrow night right here on the same station, same number, for our Bible study. Amen. We have Bible study every Wednesday at 7:30, 1 hour from 7:30 to 8:30, where the Word of God is taught. We believe in old-fashioned Bible study. We got to know the Bible. Amen. So join us here tomorrow night for Bible study. And then join us on Sunday. Amen. For our worship service, bring a friend, tell a friend, invite a friend, amen, to come out and be a part of a great move of God as we worship God, as we praise God, as we come together in fellowship. We start at 12:30 and we do start on time. For those who think we start late, we start on time, amen. Some people start church late, they say 12:30 and they start a quarter to one, but we do desire to be a house of excellence, so we will start at 12:30 and we will aspire to be out by 3 unless the Holy Ghost says different. Amen. So God bless you. We love you. We really love you. And we will continue to pray for you. Go in peace. And our service is at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, for those of you who haven't been there yet, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. I thank God for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank God for every member of the prayer line. Amen. We thank God for you. We really do. 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. And again, services at 1230. Come and bring a friend. Amen. God bless you. And the Word from Sunday is on Facebook. Amen. And it's on YouTube also, NCCMTV. You'll see our sermons. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Why?
I believe
your
mind is gonna get better.
body. Oh, you gotta believe. After we bow down, your time would get saved and come to the Lord. Yes, I do believe. Yes, I do believe.
You need to call somebody right now and tell them God's gonna do it.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You make it through it. Oh,
about your future.